we'll see if we can get him page through the board here. All right, hang on.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
All right, we're going to talk with Dr. Ben, and then we'll get to our news here. We got things figured out here. Dr. Ben, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are we doing?
Good, good. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it this morning. We'll talk a little bit about people's health here this morning. What do we got to share with our great frozen listeners this morning, Dr. Ben?
All right. Well, with the new year, I figured we'd start talking and go bottom up. So we're going to talk about the feet.
Bottom up. Pain. All right. Okay. All right. All right. Tough to function without the feet. All right. So how can we keep our feet healthy, moving, pain-free, all that good stuff, Dr. Ben?
Right. So first and foremost, it is important to make sure you have some well-fitting shoes. A lot of times, though, some of the fancy-looking shoes may be stylish. Mm-hmm. They're not always very functional. So you see the shoes with the very, very pointy-looking toes. That can really cause a lot of stress on the joints where your toes come together with your middle foot. And, you know, it can lead to things like bunions or, you know, if we have a big heel on our shoe, that can lead to things like plantar fasciitis or, you know, Achilles tendonitis. The shoes that we wear, though they can be interesting to look at, oftentimes can, over time, put our foot in one position for a long period of time, and then once we get it out of that shoe, the foot doesn't want to go back to where it should and doesn't get to move properly, and those joints in your foot can really stiffen up, and it can cause a lot of problems.
So that's a
big part of foot pain, is making sure you have a comfortable shoe with a wide toe box, and it has somewhat of support.
Not those feet aren't meant to be scrunched all together, are they, Dr. Ben?
No.
Yeah. All right.
But the foot itself has 26 bones, typically. You know, not everybody reads the same textbook when they get put together, but typically each foot has 26 bones.
Mm-hmm.
Each of them, when they, you know, connect together, it makes a lot of different joints in the foot. And so, you know, a lot of different things can happen to the foot, either, you know, with walking oddly, or if you, the way you stand, or traumatic things like twist your ankle or have something fall on your foot. There's a lot of different injuries, sprains, strains, hopefully not, but even fractures that can occur to your foot. And those are typically all things that we can assess. Now, if it is a fracture, if you had a bad traumatic event, we are able to sometimes assess you a little bit more quickly and get you imaging. Whereas, you know, if you go to the ER to get a potential broken foot assessed, you may be waiting in there a long time, because though that may be very painful, the person next to you that's having a stroke or a heart attack or, you know, is bleeding, they're going to be, you know, a higher priority. So, we can't necessarily treat the fracture, but we can let you know if you have one and then get you to the right spot, maybe a little bit more efficiently sometimes than, you know, a trip to the ER. Yeah. So that is something to consider with traumatic injuries to the foot.
Yeah, and you talked about, you know, the foot not being scrunched and the injuries. And the arches are very important on a foot, too. I find as I'm getting older that sometimes those can deteriorate a little bit, I think, with age, and that can provide problems, too, right?
Yeah, sometimes if we're, you know, especially if we're kind of dependent on shoes, we can lose some of that strength in the small muscles that make up the, you know, the underside of our foot, and we can have fallen arches. Some interesting studies going out on the different types of feet that people have, and, you know, if you're just born with flat feet or you develop flat feet, you know, there's a difference there. And just because you have flat feet may not mean it's a problem, but it does, it can be something that would point us towards referring you to a podiatrist for some insoles, specific insoles, or some other things to try. But for some people, insoles and arch supports are important. Some people, they do not work. And so there's a variety of ways your feet can be shaped, and that really determines what you need as far as arch support or not.
Yeah. Well, I guess, to be honest with you, Dr. Ben, when we think of a chiropractor, I don't think of feet. But if people are having problems with their feet, like you just indicated, doctors of chiropractor have a history of being able to possibly give people some relief and help with that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We can adjust every one of those bones in your feet. And then we also have other therapies we can do, including like laser, ultrasound, some other soft tissue manipulation techniques. Our massage therapist in-house, she can, she does a great job, and she can work through, some of the musculature in your lower leg or thigh that may be affecting your foot pain or directly into your foot. So there's a lot of things we can do to help treat and or assess foot pain.
All right.
Or sometimes it could be why, your chronic low back pain isn't getting better, because you don't think about, my low back hurts all the time, but I also have this foot pain, but that doesn't, so you treat the low back pain, treat it, then you don't treat the foot pain.
Yeah.
And so that affects the way you walk, and it works its way back up to your low back. So.
All right. Well, folks, have any questions, they can always reach out to North Lakes Community Clinic at 715-762-2950, 762-2950. And it's, especially with this cold and icy stuff we have now, Dr. Ben, it's good to be stable on those feet, right?
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Dr. Ben, some good information there. Reach out to Dr. Ben and the folks at North Lakes with any questions you may have. Thank you for taking time to join us. We really appreciate it, Doctor.
You're welcome, Bill. You have a wonderful day, and stay warm out there.
All right, we'll do. Dr. Ben down at North Lakes Community Clinic, and he had mentioned the various things that you can do. I did something about a year ago that was just incredible. I bought some supports for my shoes. I was having some feet pain after being on my feet all day, and those arch supports did a miracle for me. So give those a try. Everybody's a little bit different. But if you have any questions, Dr. Ben and the folks, right here in Park Falls, North Lakes Community Clinic at 715-762-2950. We're going to talk with Coach Amy Ring about the Phillips Lager boys basketball team here in just a moment on the Coach's Show.
Special report, Iowa caucuses. I'm Dave Packer. It was a caucus blowout. Iowa overwhelmingly picking former President Trump as their favorite to battle Joe Biden in the fall. Ron DeSantis came in a distant second. Nikki Haley finished in third. ABC News political director Rick Klein has more.
The battle for second, Ron DeSantis captured it, but very, very narrowly. He needed this kind of showing, a little bit of a disappointment for Nikki Haley. But it's worth pointing out, we're talking about a very small turnout. Only about 110,000 people showed up in Iowa, way off the record. And as the candidates head to New Hampshire, it is a much bigger electorate and a much different electorate. A lot more independent voters. Big opportunity still for Nikki Haley, who's been close in the polls to make the race in New Hampshire at least closer, if not actually challenging Donald Trump.
One Republican did drop out. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy suspending his campaign, endorsing Trump. Entrance polling showing the biggest issues for caucus voters. 38% said the economy, 34% saying immigration. This is ABC News. Ukraine's president trying to drum up more support for his country's war against Russia by visiting with world leaders at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken sitting down with Vladimir Zelensky.
This is a time when you continue to face an almost daily onslaught from Russia, attacking infrastructure, attacking civilians.
Pope Francis talking about same-sex couples.
Pope Francis saying those who have opposed blessings for same-sex couples in the Catholic Church have jumped to ugly conclusions, adding, sometimes decisions are not accepted, but in most cases when decisions are not accepted, it is because they are not understood. In December, the Vatican, in a landmark ruling approved by the Pope, said it would allow blessings for same-sex couples as long as they are not part of regular church rituals. But a number of bishops around the world have resisted the measure. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
And at the Emmys, Succession and The Bear winning 6 each. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Marshfield Clinic workers across Wisconsin are being furloughed. 3% of the nearly 12,000 people who work for the healthcare system have to take unpaid time off. Furloughs come after a round of budget cuts in November and after talks about a merger with Essentia Health fell through last week. Wisconsin is one of many states without a defined formula for deciding alimony payments in divorce court.
And they go to a judge and they say, okay, you decide, what should the alimony amount be? And if that's you going in, you have no idea what to expect.
That's Shay Drafts. She's with Custody Exchange. That's a firm that helps families navigate divorce. Her company's research recommends Wisconsin put the formula into law. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lawrence Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lawrence Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Get ready for the 49ers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay taking on the 49ers Saturday night in the divisional playoffs at Levi's Stadium. But concern, outside linebacker Kingsley J.J. Enagbare suffered a torn ACL in his right knee late in the fourth quarter in Dallas. Matt LaFleur says it's a huge loss.
I'll tell you what, man. I can't say enough great things about him. And I just love his play style.
College basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles got a much-needed win over Villanova 87-74 before the game. Former Marquette and NBA star Dwayne Wade spoke to the team and then donated $3 million to improve the basketball facility and fund scholarships and reading programs.
If you've ever had a conversation with a parent that kid has been impacted by something you've done, it's no greater feeling. My sister and I, my family and I have always been about understanding that even in the moments in life where we haven't had a lot, we've still been blessed enough to have something.
That's Dwayne Wade with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is bitterly cold out there this morning. We have a wind chill between minus 20 and minus 30, and that's going to be the case here for a pretty good chunk of the day today. Mostly cloudy, cold, breezy, a few flurries possible. Our high 1 below today. Tonight, flurries 5 below tomorrow. We'll get back above zero with a high of 5. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 11 below.
And we hope to get hooked up with Coach Ring, talk Logger boys basketball here in just a few moments. Stay with us. Having a few phone issues here, but we'll hopefully get it figured out. So stay with us.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
Crank it up. 98Q Country.
You need.
Brad Paisley.
Toby Keith.
Carrie Underwood.
All day long.
98Q Country.
Waiting on the radio again. I want what I want. But hey, don't we all? When they
Country, today's favorites, and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Tuxedo waiters, black tie, white tablecloths, and red wine. We've been planning this night, looking forward to it for some time. Now, honey, I know you love getting dressed up, and you know I love showing you off. But watching your baby blue eyes dancing in the candlelight glow, all I can think about is getting you home.
Country, Chris Young at 28 minutes after 9 o'clock. We'll try to hook up here with Coach Ring of the Loggers. If not today, we'll try next week. Things happen. Things come up technically and whatever else. So we will do our best. Tuesday mornings, we feature our area coaches, and we'll continue that maybe today or next week. Our interesting, amazing fact, this gives us time to provide you with just some knowledge today that will absolutely dazzle your friends and relatives and cats and goldfish and parakeets. Interesting facts about bananas. Now, bananas have always amazed me because they're cheap. They're cheap. You can get bananas for, depending on where you go, 29, 39, 49 cents a pound. And they come from a long ways away. I mean, you grab one banana at your local store. You take it up to the counter, you put it on the scale, it's going to be like 18 cents. I mean, not very much at all. Maybe 20 or 30 cents. And this thing comes from it travels a long ways. Most of these bananas are coming from a foreign country. So 8 fascinating facts about bananas today. I know you just can't wait. Americans did not eat bananas until the 1870s. Yeah, bananas made the made their U.S. debut in Philadelphia in 1876, sold to people who attended a fair there. So it wasn't until late 1800s that we even started eating bananas here in the U.S. Sailors once believed that bananas were bad luck if you had them on the ship. I'm sure there was probably a ship that went under. It had bananas on it, and they said, forget the bananas next time. Bananas do not grow on trees. I read this, and I was like, what? While banana trees can reach upwards of 40 feet tall, these lumbering plants technically are not trees. They are instead considered giant herbs. So, bananas don't grow on trees. They're herbs. Bananas are actually berries. And I think you may have heard this in a trivia question somewhere. The way scientists classify berries does not always jive with how fruit eaters categorize them. That is certainly the case for bananas, which are botanically berries. Yeah, to be considered a true berry, a fruit must develop from a flower that contains any, that contains an ovary. And bananas form from nearly foot-long flowers that meet this criteria. So, bananas are berries. Bananas are radioactive, too. Did you know that? You're going to, hold on, you're not going to need a Geiger count or anything like that to pick out a bunch of bananas at the supermarket. The potassium in banana contains a trace amount of radioactive atoms. And though because our bodies regularly flush the nutrients out, it is unable to build up to any dangerous levels. So you're all right, but technically bananas are radioactive. And banana peels can actually purify water if you put them in there. That's pretty interesting. Humans generally eat just one type of banana. There are more than 1,000 species in the banana family, but usually the ones we get are just one. And no bananas. Bananas are not going extinct. You've heard the clickbait. You've seen the clickbait and heard the stories that say bananas are going extinct. They're not. They're apparently doing just fine. So 8 fascinating facts today about bananas.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure for max strength daytime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. DayQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure. The daytime, non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold, and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
Senator Devin Lemieux, you're the majority leader of the Wisconsin State Senate, and you've talked a lot about the importance of election integrity. Well, right now, we have a big problem. You see, there's a guy on the Wisconsin Election Commission named Robert Spindell, and Robert Spindell was one of the 10 fake electors in Wisconsin whose actions were part of an effort to overturn the 2020 election results and undermine the will of the people. Yet Robert Spindell still sits on the most powerful election commission in the state, the Wisconsin Election Commission. Well, why is that, Senator? Senator Lemieux, you have the power to remove Robert Spindell by rescinding his Wisconsin Election Commission appointment. Wisconsin can't allow someone whose actions helped undermine the integrity of our elections to have any role in running them. That's why those of us at All Voting is Local Action Wisconsin fact-checked and paid for this ad at firebob.com.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the January winter sale, January 12th through the 22nd, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I love New Country.
Why don't you save me the job? Private in a small town. See how far you make it down the road.
That's my station.
98 Q Country.
Favorites and yesterday's classics.
catch a buzz over the thought of us. But I'll drink to a country song.
Listen online at 98QCountry.com.
Hanging on a tree.
Connor Smith at 98Q Country Reality Radio back on tomorrow morning. What is tomorrow, the 17th? It is. Oh, Craig's going to be stopping by. We'll talk a little fishing, a little outdoor stuff with Bader Sports Center to kick off the show. We're going to get Laura Polskill in here from the Phillips Chamber to chat with us. Winterfest is coming up. And I think Missy's going to stop by from the Park Falls Chamber also. So that'll all be a part of Reality Radio tomorrow morning. I got to get a smaller calendar. I had to pick up my huge calendar. It's like a weightlifting week. All right, so that's all tomorrow morning on Reality Radio. What's your thoughts on the Packer game Saturday night? Do they have a shot? I think that they definitely have a shot. San Francisco appears to be playing good. They appear to be healthy after a week off. So they're catching San Fran at a bad point. And I'm going to say what I said again when I talked to Mike Clemens last week. I told him, I said, I think the Packers need to be plus one or better on the turnovers, because that's just a game changer. And the Packers were plus two, and it was a blowout. If they were plus one, it probably would have been a last possession game. So that's going to be the difference when you play on the road. You definitely can't be negative. And Jordan Love has shown no signs of being negative. The only thing that he can't control is getting hit from behind or something like that when he's dropping back to pass. But, man, that offensive line has been good. I finally saw an article yesterday talking about the reason why the Packers are better is the offensive line. And I've been saying it all along. It doesn't – there's second and third string quarterbacks out there that can throw the ball down the field. You've seen it. There's college quarterbacks, Division II college quarterbacks, that can drop back and do a pretty decent job if you give them time to throw. It's that unique quarterback that can do it under pressure. But if you have a good offensive line, it doesn't – the quarterback and the receivers do matter a little bit, but they don't have to be great. They'll get open. They will get open. The defense will break down. And the Packer offensive line, wow. It's been really good. And if it continues to be that good and Jordan Love continues to have a perfect passer rating, then you got a shot. Then you got a shot. Saturday night in San Francisco. We'll have it for you right here. Big day on Saturday. Bucks will be on at 2 with a play-by-play, and then the Packers with a 7:15 kick on Saturday, all right here. Your home of the Bucks and the Packers and the Brewers and much more.
Join us at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Terry's Culinary Touch brings exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss on our weekly specials. Shrimp Palooza on Wednesdays for just $15. Cook's Choice on Thursdays. And Friday, Fish Fry Extravaganza featuring cod, bluegill, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts perfectly paired with signature cocktails. On Saturday, savor prime rib. Northwood Supper Club, Fifield, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Just look for the big deer.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Sign Studio and Print Shop in Phillips. Whether you're starting a business or have an established business, let us help you create the look that will anchor your business. Also, get all of your logo team wear here.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
It was right after senior year, just before the summer disappeared. We went riding them old far roads, hanging out on the gate of his truck.
listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Show me color.
Country. Well, we warmed up at all here. What are we at here? 7 below, I show here in the city of Park Falls. Should get up to 1. Oh, they're telling us we may actually get 1 degree above zero today. Right around 6 or 7 tomorrow, Thursday, Friday. Into the teens over the weekend. Next week, 30s, low 30s for a 3 or 4 day stretch. And there is just no precipitation. It's just the chance of a storm, of a snowstorm right now, is at least a week away. Could that change? Yeah. Will it change? Probably not. Usually when it's really, really cold like this, you usually don't get much snow. And then Mother Nature entices us with that sunshine, doesn't she? She's like, hey, look how nice it is out here. And then you put your head out the door. It's a fun time to have a dog, isn't it? It's a great time. Cat lovers are just laughing at dog people right now. They're like, going outside. Oh, that's so silly. The cat's got their litter box, usually right in the basement by the furnace there, nice and warm. And the dogs are like, going outside. I'm like, see you later. Oh, dogs are a little bit reluctant too, aren't they? They get out there and they look around like, you go out here. I'm not going out here. That's what your dog sounds like, by the way. I hope your Tuesday's good. Good show on Reality Radio tomorrow. We've got high school sports tonight. Shawamigan hosting Phillips Girls Hoops. We'll start that at 6:30. Titletown Report next. John St. John 10 to 2. Greg Gunderson, our guy, in from 2 to 6:30.
Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments in civil rights, his leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protest, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, and more. He led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions with Civic Media.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. Pete, we've got some special incentives for folks if they want to get a little work done on their car. You guys got a little incentive for them to do that, right?
Hey, you know what? The holidays are over, but we're still giving discounts down at Wheelway. There's many discounts off brakes, tires, alignments, whatever the issue with your car. You want to make sure it's roadworthy and you can trust it during this winter time.
All right. And if their service, if their work's over $100, you got a little extra discount for them too, right?
Yeah, you know what? 15% goes a long way.